Cool. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the next episode of the Apex Show. I hope you're doing great as always, and I'm back here today with another episode. So, just to kick things off, I'm not really sure if I'm going to be even continuing with the another episode that should be coming up very soon. The reason for that being is that I'm just super crammed in terms of what things I'm working on, and literally just... It's making it a bit harder for me just to find time throughout the day to work on other stuff, and like literally feeling very exhausted at the end of each day. But yeah, I mean, I'm not sure if I'm just gonna discontinue it or if I'm gonna... We're gonna see. As far as it goes, the more you do of something, the better you get at it. Even speaking, like, it's just a skill in terms of how we articulate, how you express your ideas, your thoughts, how you sell yourself, how you sell other stuff. It's a thing that I've made a decision to dedicate, like, the rest of the year to, just to really see how it works out. Right now, literally, it's very hard for me to even record. For some reason, my mouth is full of blisters, as I even said in previous recording. So in terms of my health, I'm not really feeling tied up. I'm feeling a bit weak. I'm just trying to identify the biggest constraint right now. I mean, it's been like 135 or 132 days that I didn't have a single day off. We just finished the 11th week of the year, ending 17th March, and the average for the weeks was like 14 hours and 26 minutes in terms of the weekly average throughout these 11 weeks. I mean, like, literally it's just a freaking grind. The better part of it is that, like, literally I just came to the realization that there are just so many things that if you just remove them from your life, it just makes everything so much more simple. At least gives you the energy to invest and be much more calm in terms of investing your focus into areas that are much more fruitful for you. Yeah, so pretty much 2 days here, and then I'm flying to Dubai. Yeah, I'm really excited about that. That's gonna be the first trip in about 6 months. So literally gonna spend there like 48 hours and then flying back, because we have a big family meetup coming up, the biggest one in years. My parents are celebrating their birthday, so actually right now it's my mother's birthday. I'm gonna write her very soon. And yeah, that's gonna be it. And thereafter, there's gonna be a sequence of 100 days. I mean, like, in between that, I'm even flying to Miami in like 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks. But in between that, there's going to be a period of 100 days where I just literally want to focus on everything, just finish my school. That's an important factor as well. Just have it done. And sequentially also move all the things to a much better position. I'm grasping all the concepts, just literally trying to find the best balance between actually learning and applying stuff. And even finding that, okay, what's the best ratio and like how much it literally takes. But at the end of the day, like, the biggest, like, the main point of playing a game is just to continue winning, not just win one time. So you're just gonna keep the momentum, keep everything on a very high level, and they're just gonna roll with that. So yeah, it's gonna be a grind. That should be it for today. Not sure if there's anything else that I'd like to share with you. As always, if you have any questions, just feel free to get back to me. In terms of the priorities, always have, I guess, always working on just one thing and being super strict, rigorous about the thing that you decide to work on is the best factor of everything. Just literally don't half ass the things you work on, which is not the best thing to say on this podcast, since I'm literally half-assing it. It's not the standard it should be. I'm literally just getting it done the last thing every single day, 2 a.m., 3 a.m., 4 a.m. right now. And then just kind of rolling with the other things that I have to finish. So, yeah. But as well, I need to get revamped. I just can't really function in the beginning hours of every single day. I'm just literally just that. And yeah, now for that reason, I'm just giving myself 2 days to recoup. In 2 days, okay, you literally worked 4 months without a single day off. I mean, this is such a fucking statement for me. And like, even the reason why I'm kind of like, okay, made a decision that I'm going actually to Dubai is for business reasons, because a good friend of mine, also like, so to say, business partner, as well as like one, another, I guess one of the best friend, one of my best friends is there as well. And they're there at the same time, even though they don't know each other. And I have a few other friends there, and it's like literally just 2 days. So I'm able to do that in between everything we have going on here. So I was like, okay, let's just give it a shot. And so yeah, gonna have 2 days off there after just flying here. Yeah, 130 days. It's kind of like resets your limits in terms of how much you're actually able to do. And that's it. That's it for me today. So I'm your biggest fan. I hope everything goes well for you, and in the meantime, keep crushing it, guys.